Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Season 2 of the Get Hired Podcast, powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics. This is where I, Coach Laika Maravilla, will give you tips, tricks, and techniques to help you land your dream job. Whether internship yan, position, or promotion, I'm here to coach you through the entire process. I'm rooting for you, kaya tara, simulan na natin. You know how sometimes you wish there were things you didn't need to talk about? This episode right here is an example of that. Should you add your picture to your resume or your CV? That's what we're going to talk about in this new Get Hired podcast episode. All right, welcome to a new episode of the Get Hired podcast, where I try to help you land your dream job. Now, one of the common questions that nakukuha ko since I started creating content about getting hired and, you know, writing your resume, doing all these things, is yung tanong na, should I include my picture in my resume or my CV? Now, bakit ganun yung intro ko kanina? Parang medyo ominous yung dating. The reason is, I will be talking about some of the biases, if you can call it that. Let's call it that. Biases naman talaga siya. When it comes to a person's attractiveness that can affect yung inyong pagiging hired. Now, let me start off by saying that this is a little bit different than my usual episode. So if you want yung mga specific na questions lang sa job interviews at kung paano siya sagutin, again, we have so many other episodes already. Don't forget to follow the podcast din if you feel that that's the kind of content you want. But this episode right here is something that we need to talk about. Okay, bakit? Kasi nga, ang dami nagtatanong and kailangan natin pag-usapan so that hopefully, hindi na siya kailanganin in the future. This is an episode na I'm hoping would be completely irrelevant and ano, sobrang old at sobrang hindi na makatotohanan really soon that I would need to take this down. As in, sa heart of hearts ko, yun talaga yung goal ko. Na sana hindi ito totoo. Pero so far kasi, ito pa rin yung totoo, ito pa rin yung katotohanan, ito pa rin yung nangyayari in real life, and that is the reason why I wanted to talk to you about it. Again, ha? Ayusin natin yung framing kasi baka may ibang magalit sa akin pag nakita nila to or napanood nila or nakita nila akong magsalita ng ganito. This is not my opinion. Okay? Hindi ito yung pananaw ko. Hindi ko to bias. I wish hindi ito totoo. But because I am the type of person who tries to be as realistic as possible, and again, my goal is for you to have a leg up pagdating sa inyong job interview. Ang goal ko is for you to have a competitive advantage. Kailangan natin ito pag-usapan. Okay, inulit ko ha, hindi ito ang tama, hindi ito ang dapat, pero ito ang katotohanan sa madalas na mga pangyayari. Ibig sabihin, it's usually the case. It's not morally upright, it's not good, it's not ideal, it's far from that, but this is reality. Okay? Now, let's dive right into this. Should you include your picture in your resume? Yes or no? Now, dito sa next part, I will be saying some things that may offend a few people, but again, do tayo mag-focus sa reality ng situation. There has to be a certain level of self-awareness when it comes to this. Kasi aaminin natin na isa sa mga key components sa kung bakit mo kailangan pag-isipan pa kung idadagdag mo yung picture mo sa resume mo is yung attractiveness mo. Yung physical attractiveness. As in, sa unang time na makita ka ng tao, do they find you visually pleasing, sabihin na natin. Do they like looking at you? Are you the type of person who, kahit pa paano naman looking at the mirror, you can admit to yourself na, oh, I don't look that bad. Okay? Now, if you have medyo hindi okay na self esteem or hindi masyadong accurate yung assessment mo of how you look, a good way to go about this would be talk to people you trust. Ask them, am I attractive in the conventional sense? Na when people see me first, ang tingin nila sa akin, ano yung first impression nila just by looking at me. Now, if they say that you are attractive, na okay naman, if they say na, oh, it's good, actually, they see na parang papagkakatiwalaan ka agad, or, oh, you look attractive, then you could say na, okay, up ako dun. Medyo positive yung aking attractiveness sa scale of things. Now, if someone's really honest with you and sabihin nila na, pre, hindi masyadong attractive, hindi masyadong katiwa-tiwala, mayroon akong parang bad feeling if at first glance yun yung nakita ko. If someone tells you that and you find this person reliable, as in sinasabi nila ito not to play with you or to insult you or to make you feel bad about yourself, but it's just how it is, then you can say na, okay, medyo no ako dun sa attractiveness scale. Now, why am I saying that? Kasi at the end of the day, people who make decisions sa kung sino ang i-hire, or even before that, people who create the short list of people that will be pushed to yung susunod na stage ng hiring process will always have a bias. It's a very human thing.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
And kahit na gusto natin o ayaw natin, hindi yan maiiwasan. Now, sa aming field, I will include myself, as a practicing HR dati, I needed to be aware of these biases kasi I needed to fight against my biases. But for some people who are not aware of these biases or who have grown accustomed to their biases being correct or being accurate, hindi na madali na baguhin yung isip nila. So again, if you're playing the odds and gusto mo mas mataas yung odds na ma-callback ka or na mapili ka to get hired, you have to be honest with yourself. Are you attractive or not? Na kung ang sagot mo ay yes, we're going to talk about a few things. Okay? Ano yun? There is a line na sikat na sinasabi rin, no? Which is this, what is beautiful is good. Now, that plays to the human inclination or the human tendency na kapag, again, maganda isang bagay, oh, it must be good. Aesthetic, kumbaga. Visually pleasing. Ah, maganda tingnan, so this must be good. Ah, maganda tingnan, so this must be reliable. So, what is beautiful is good. And doon na papasok yung if yes ka sa attractiveness, then you have an edge. So, by all means, include that picture in your resume. Just make sure na maganda rin yung picture. Ibig sabihin, accurate siya sa kung sino ka at appropriate din sa position na a-applyan mo. We're going to talk about this in depth in the next episode. Actually, that was supposed to be the episode na i-release today. Kaya lang naisip ko, I think it's more important for us to talk about whether you should include your picture or not kaysa dun sa intimate details ng saan babanda yung ulo mo dapat, ano yung size ng picture. So next time na yon, okay? Now, ano yung limitation nito? Ang limitation nito is that hindi naman lagi na what's attractive is good. Okay? Na kung attractive ka, okay na yon. Merong exception. And let me just quote a study by Johnson Podrats et al. It was made in 2010. So relatively, malapit-lapit pa naman. Ang conclusion nila or ang observation nila, ang makita nila is that attractiveness could be detrimental for attractive women applying for masculine jobs for which physical appearance was unimportant. Ulitin ko yan, ha? Attractiveness could be detrimental for attractive women applying for masculine jobs for which physical appearance was unimportant. So, ibig sabihin nun, kung lalaki ka at attractive ka, whether nag-apply ka for a conventionally masculine job, engineer, construction, sales, well, sales naman can go either way. But ibig sabihin, sales ng mga mas inclined towards furniture or equipment or appliances, right? Basta anything na medyo mas masculine yung job, kung attractive ka na guy, go for it. Kung feminine yung job, ibig sabihin nun, kasi may ibang may bias pa rin sa teachers, sa housekeepers na boys, kasi feeling nila feminine yung job na yun, sa cook na position. Although, kasi recently, nauso na talaga yung chef na guys, di ba? Pero for a long time, isip ng mga tao, basta sa kusina, dapat babae. So sa boys, whether masculine job, feminine job, attractive ka, go ahead, add your picture. Sa mga babae, kung feminine yung job at attractive ka, go. Pero kung masculine yung job, tapos hindi importante ang physical appearance sa yung job, wag mo na lang ilagay yung picture mo sa resume. Now, let me give you an example of that. Kunyari, engineer na position. Okay? Tapos, syempre, pag engineer ka, hindi naman necessarily kailangan mo tumingin sa mga kausap mo. Or hindi naman kailangan yung looks dun sa job description. Unlike sales. Kasi sa sales, humaharap ka sa tao, nakikita ka nila. Customer service, lalo na kung face-to-face, oh, syempre, importante pa rin yung itsura. Pero kung engineer, as in hindi ka nakikita, maybe IT sabihin na natin, kung masyado kang maganda, sabihin na natin in simpler terms, it could be detrimental for you sa iyong hiring process kung sobrang ganda mo. Ang weird nung isipin yung mga bagay na to, and again, hindi to absolute ha, as in every time ganun yung mangyayari. People are learning more and more na wag tumingin sa physical appearance ng mga tao. But what I'm telling you is that, again, if you want siguro a bigger shot at it or a better shot at it, or kung gusto mo lang na kumbaga i-hack yung buong sistema, this is something that you can think about. Okay? Now, I'll leave you with that. Pag-uusapan natin yung mga standards sa no at iba pang biases after the break. One of the people that kind of inspired me dito sa aking journey or trajectory sa pagiging motivational speaker is Francis Kong. So, being part of the crowd habang nag-speak siya has been a really helpful at napaka-educational experience sa akin, at least in the past, no? So, if you want something like that, you don't need to pay premium anymore to hear this man speak. You can go and check out Francis Kong, Inspiring Excellence. It's a new podcast with Podcast Network Asia. Right now, they're up to 19 episodes na. So, if you want to go and listen to that, you can do that right now. So Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere else you get your podcast. Again, it's Francis Kong, Inspiring Excellence.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
All right, so balik tayo sa conversation. Do you include your picture sa yung resume? Yes or no? Kung attractive male ka, go right ahead. Kahit anong trabaho yan, sige lang, add your picture. Kung babae ka and you're attractive, Well, kung traditionally feminine jobs, go ahead. Gender neutral jobs, go ahead. Kung masculine yung job, the next question would be, may factor ba yung itsura ko dito sa job na to? Now, if my physical appearance is deemed unimportant sa job na to, then wag nyo nang ilagay yung picture ninyo kung hindi naman inihingi. Okay? Now, isa pang napaka-importante pag-usapan yun ha, kapag hinihingi talaga yung picture, kasi may sample format sila, sundin nyo naman. Pero ang sinasabi lang natin, ito yung mga cases na hindi talaga nakaspecify ito. Okay? Now, next na conversation natin, a more difficult na conversation would be, paano kung hindi ako attractive? Right? Paano kung hindi ako conventionally attractive? Yung picture ko, I don't necessarily see that as something that would help me sa odds ko sa job. Then, you have the first option, which is, wag mo na lang include unless kailangan talaga. The second option is this. You can tweak things. You can make sure that even if you are not conventionally attractive, you have a pleasant smile. Honestly, itong bagay na to napapractice din. Okay? And I'm saying that as a person who used to smile ng sobrang either smirk or yung tinatawag ko siyang deer in the headlights eyes. Ibig sabihin yung mata ko parang takot na takot. Habang nakangiti yung bibig ko, yung mata ko naman doon nakikita or nababanaag yung pagiging uncomfortable ko in front of a camera. There are also times na yung, I mean, hindi ka masyadong ready dun sa picture mo. And if hindi mo madadaan dun sa attractiveness mo, daanin mo sa kung gaano ka professional looking yung picture mo. Dapat okay yung lighting, okay yung proportion. Dapat done siya really well. Dapat yung suot mo, and again, no, collar lang naman usually yung nakikita, tsaka yung upper part lang ng shoulders. Pero kahit na yon, okay, make sure na kung meron ka mang blazer at tsaka button down sa loob, color coordinated yan. Make sure na kung babae ka, anong klaseng jewelry ang pwedeng maging plus doon sa iyong photo. Iwasan natin yung mga danglings or masyadong loud na jewelry unless the job is more on the creative side. Kung saan, alam nyo yun, talagang ine-enjoy or ano ba, iba yung value ng self-expression. Na kung conventional na trabaho to, clerk, alam nyo, admin work, huwag ka na mag-danglings, di ba? A safe bet would be pearl earrings. Kung wala kang pearl earrings, and again, hindi naman kailangan sobrang mamahalin, no? Marami na nabibili dyan kung saan-saan. A stud would do. So, simpleng gold stud, simpleng silver na stud, okay na yun. Kung wala namang butas ang tenga, hindi naman kailangan ng earring, wag na lang. Okay? Now, yung sa mukha, again, hindi rin ako masyadong fan ng makeup, no? And hindi ako masyadong fan din ng, okay, dapat yung hair mo styled this way or that. However, one thing that has helped me ever since I was young, and my first employers or the people who first trusted me with contracts and with jobs can attest to this. Kapag kailangan, I bring it. Ano ibig sabihin nun? Kapag kailangan, nagpupulbos naman ako. Kahit pulbos lang at saka lip gloss or lipstick, okay na yun. Hindi naman kailangan sobrang bonggang-bongga na tipo may eyelash extensions ka ba, etc. No? Pero as long as pleasant looking ka, that's the word we're trying to nail here, pleasant. And yes, kahit sa boys, kung pwedeng hindi ka masyadong oily sa picture, mas maganda yon. Now, some people would say, ah, hindi, may workaround ako dyan, which is, just take a picture ko ano man isura mo, tapos sa filter na lang magkakatalo or sa photo editing na lang magkakatalo. But, if medyo keen yung eye ng person screening your application, napapansin kasi yun. Kapag, ay, digital to, yung pagkakabura nito, or digital tong, ano yung minsan yung Americana, pinapatong lang. Ayun, masyadong obvious. Paano kung nagkasunod-sunod kayo, tapos pare-pareho kayo ng pinagpapicturean, tapos pare-pareho kayo ng kulay ng suit na pinili, di ba? So, yung mga ganung bagay, mas professional looking lang if you really are wearing that outfit. And mas natural siya. Kasi one thing na I've noticed din sa aking experience din sa digital content creator for the past halos isang decade na professionally is that people are now moving towards what's true, what's real, what's genuine. Kasi gustuhin man natin na okay, dapat parang K-drama, walang pores, ganun. Nakikita ng tao if it's fake. So again, be as pleasant looking as possible without having to completely hide all the imperfections. Huwag naman na yung skin filter mo ay nakatodong-todo na parang halos CGI ka na or 3D ka na animation. Okay? Yun yung goal natin. So that, even if you are not conventionally attractive, you would look trustworthy. Now, some of the other tips pagdating sa posing nyo sa photo, again, sa size ng photo, nasan dapat ang eye level, etc. We'll talk about in next episode. So if nabitin kayo and you want to catch that episode, don't forget to follow this podcast. If you're listening on Spotify, I think there's a bell icon na rin there. Hit that bell icon para ma-notify kayo kapag may bagong episode na tayo. And if you want to reach out to me directly, may mga gusto kayong hingin advice or may mga questions kayong gusto nyong sagutin ko, like this question right here, which was sent over by one of you, go ahead and reach out to us at facebook.com/gethiredbyteamlaika. Again, that's facebook.com/gethiredbyteamlaika. Alright? Thanks for listening, everyone. And as we always say sa channel or sa podcast na ito, this is designed to help you land your dream job. I'm rooting for you. I believe in you. Whether you're conventionally attractive or not, ang importante is what you can bring to the table. Just make sure that they can see it too. Alright? I'll see you next time. Well, talk to you next time. Bye!
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.